This from the Sun Chronicle out of Massachusetts. This is a whole bunch of cities listed here. Attleboro, Foxborough, Mansfield, Norfolk, North Attleboro, Norton, Plainville, Rehoboth, Seekonk, and Wrentham. Everyone knows how Massachusetts has names like that? Tag is now out during recess at Willett Elementary School in Attleboro, Massachusetts. So is touch football. And any other unsupervised, I hate to say this word, it's so demeaning, but I'm going to say it. If you have little children, close their ears. Chasing games. That's right. Anything. Tag, touch football, running, chasing games. It's a time when accidents can happen, says Principal Gaylene Heppe in her second year at the helm of Willett. In doing so, she is joining a growing movement against traditional games played by young children. A few years ago, school administrators in the area, as well as around the country, took aim at these games. Oh, dodgeball. Took aim at dodgeball, saying it was exclusionary and dangerous. Modified versions now include softer balls. Elementary schools in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Spokane, Washington have banned tag. So did a suburban Charleston, South Carolina school, outlawing all contact sports. Now, they give a whole bunch of reasons. One of the sadder, more tragic reasons, in my opinion, of course, is liability. Everybody is afraid of anything happening at all that shouldn't happen in life. At all, whatsoever, physically, emotionally, psychologically, it shouldn't occur to me. And if it does, somebody's going to pay. That's right, somebody's going to pay. Well, what do I have to say about this? Well, first of all, it's just goofy. But there's a lot of goofiness going on in our school systems these days. However, I want to offer a psychological thought about self-image. Real self-image. You want to build a kid's self-image? I'm going to tell you one way to do it. I think this is a crucial aspect of building a child's self-image. Tell him he stinks. I'll let that sink in a little bit. How, Dr. Ray, could that improve a child's self-image? Well, let me nuance my suggestion. Let me qualify it. The child himself doesn't stink. The child himself is a child of God. However, it's quite likely that he does stink at some things. And that's okay. One of the great devastations of the self-esteem movement is nobody's allowed to be bad at anything anymore. Talk about building fragile self-images. Isn't it okay to say, hey, I'm not very good at that? If the folks at Relevant Radio come to me and say, Ray, you're gone. You're out of here. The people don't care for you. We don't care for you. Enough. Okay, what is the only thing I can conclude? Well, I can probably conclude I'm not very good at being a broadcast radio host. Okay, so if I conclude that, does that mean Ray Grandy's a bad person? No. Does it mean Ray Grandy's a sinner? No. Does it mean Ray Grandy, when he faces God, is going to hear, you know, Ray, I was going to let you into heaven, but Relevant got rid of you. So you're not coming in. Has nothing to do with any of that. You can be stinky at all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, my opinion is the more that you accurately recognize where you stink, the stronger your self-image. That's right. Look at the saints. They had all kinds of ideas how they were falling short of God's will and God's way. I guess maybe they didn't have good self-images where their holiness was concerned. But it spurred them on. This whole idea, I tell my kids, you know, I have 10 children. Some of them do very well in school. Some of them struggle. And the ones who struggle I'm very straightforward with them. I say, honey, this is hard for you, but that's okay. We'll get what we can get. My daughter said to me the other day, Dad, am I going to be able to go to college? I said, I don't know, Joe. I think that might be a little tough, but we got a lot of other options, honey. And that has absolutely nothing to do with who you are. Zero, zip, nada. I think we got to get back to recognizing real self-image, which is, I'm a child of God. Well, most people, some people are not going to recognize that. But for those of us who are believers in God and in Christ, we believe we are children of God. So we start there. That gives you an infinite value, infinite, far beyond a little petunia on a school hall wall that says, my name's Jessica and I'm special because there's no one like me. A lot of people like you, Jessica, in the sense that they're all children of God. But that said, we got to get back to the point where we recognize that each of us is a concatenation, a concoction, if you will, of stuff we're good at, stuff we're not so good at. And some of the stuff we might not be so good at could be stuff we really want to be good at, but we're just not able to be good at it because we don't want to do it. There's not a whole lot of folks that can sit in front of a microphone and babble on like I do. Part of it is, some of it is, I kind of accept that I may be good at it, I may be not. Try to be good at it. But if I'm not, the end of the world is not coming. And that will help my self-image. So, that said, let's work on your self-image, all right?